bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewellery, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Good evening, and welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional and unceded territories of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. My name is Catherine Gear Chambers. I'm the current president of the CITR Student Executive. You just heard giving our exec kickoff to this year's 24 Hours of Student Power, an annual broadcasting event that celebrates all the fantastic work and art coming out of the UBC community and focusing on the work of students in particular. We're really glad that you're joining us this evening. And stay tuned over the course of the next now 22 hours as we share stories and music coming from our community here. This next hour, we're smoothly transitioning into this year's 24 hours with a short clip where you'll get to hear a little bit about the life of a UBC student during a pandemic and what it's like to attend school online and distance and to be a part of a community when you can't see people in person. And then throughout this next hour, we've also got some fantastic tunes for you, brought to you by CITR's own student executive. And we hope that you enjoy this mix of music and mostly local artists. We'll kick things off with a song. So this next song that you are about to hear is a snazzy one, Funky Galileo by Sure Sure. That was Funky Galileo by Sure Sure, starting off this third hour of 24 hours of student power for 2020. What you're about to hear is a little 6-minute clip where one of our own CITR community members, Max Kittner, talks a little bit about what it's like to be a UBC student during the pandemic. He touches on a lot of things that I think will be familiar to all of us, just how strange these times are in this fall is and how challenging. I hope that you enjoy. I personally don't know Max super well, but after hearing these 6 minutes, I kind of felt like we were old friends, and hopefully you will have a similar feeling of connection to our CITR community through this little personal story. Hope that you enjoy.
Hey there, how's it going? I mean, I guess it's a really weird time, like just nothing feels normal. I mean, this is 24 hours of student power and I'm not in the studio saying anything. This is really weird. Like, I'm just like lying on my bed, like recording this at like, I don't know, who knows what time, but this is our new reality? ? I'm not sure. I really can't tell. Like, do I wish I was at the club right now, like dancing on a Friday or Saturday night? Yeah, sure. But like, wow, it's so bizarre. Like, I haven't been able to really sleep that well lately. Like, I don't know if you guys feel that as well, but I had this weird dream where I was just at a gas station and like I found I met this like Michael Cera Justin Bieber hybrid person who's like telling me like when the best time to go on stage at a concert is. He said 8:16, by the way, 8:16 p.m. And I'm just like, okay, why am I having like all these weird sensory dreams about like Michael Cera and Justin Bieber, but like them as one person, about like concert times, and it's like at a gas station and I'm like traveling, like all these things are happening all at once, and like I can't do any of that. Like, we can't do any of that. Like, that's not okay. That's not cool. Like, but was our normal really that good for us in the first place? I mean, like, I don't know. I just think about like the hours of commuting that like I grew up doing, like going to school and all this stuff, and like the hours and hours and hours wasted of, you know, just going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, repeating the same stuff again and again. Like, was that really healthy for us? Not to let alone like talk about all these underlying issues that have been exacerbated by the pandemic, but like, we have a lot of work to do. Like, there's just so much work to do. I mean, I think about like how, you know, my friend Sophie and I, we have a radio show, Friday Night Fever, and like we've been trying really hard to deal with all of this stuff, but like, you know, not being able to record in the studio is just such a different experience. It's such a drive, like, it's just so much harder to, you have to be really driven, I guess I have to say. You have to be really, really driven, because our normal now is not the normal that, you know, I was used to just a few months ago. I mean, like, the fact that in January, I was, like, all over the place would sort of terrify me now. Like, I don't know, I just think about how gross, like, being on like a long distance bus ride is, or like, you know, just going to the club, as much as I want to go to the club, like all the sweaty bodies like everywhere, like there's part of me that misses it so much, and there's part of me that's also so terrified. But we're only terrified of the unknown because we just don't know what will happen. We only really have our present, and like that's something I struggle with a lot, because it's like, I don't know. I think about myself sometimes as a very much get up and go type person. I'm a human doing, not a human being. And so it's like you have to just like continually work hard and be productive and like all these other crazy things. And like, I don't know how I did it. Like, how did any of us do it before? Like, it baffles me. Like how are we able to live that way? Like, it couldn't be me now. Like, where, you know, COVID's really just like done a magical number on us. But there's moments that like I feel so sad. It's like, I don't know, I'm supposed to graduate in May, but for me, my last day of classes really felt like Friday the 13th of this year. Like March 13th, 2020 was my last day of classes, at least for me in practice, right? Because it's like, you know, having that sort of semblance of, okay, I'm going in person, I'm interacting with people, like classmates, oh, I'll go to a bar later that night sort of thing on a weekend, like that's not there for me anymore. That's not there for a lot of people, and it won't be there for a lot of people for a long time. But also, those types of experiences weren't there for many people from the get-go. I mean, you know, we have so much inequality that has only been exacerbated. And I think it's really important for us to understand that. So, I don't know. This is just sort of me saying a bunch of word vomit, but I don't know where do we go from here? You know, it's like when can we have a 24 hours of student power in the studio? That's what I wonder.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Red Cat Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of two or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca for more information.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca. to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional and unceded territories of the Hankamunum-speaking Musqueam people. Right before the break there, you heard Max Kittner, a member of CITR's community and host of Friday Night Fever, also a fourth-year student at UBC, talk a little bit about what it's like being a student during the pandemic and sharing a bit about his own experience, which I think or hope you were able to connect with and relate to. We've got some music for you up next. This next song that we have coming up is Homage by Mild High Club, followed by Young Buck by Braids, then we'll have King of Everything by Dominic Fike, Desire by Ott, and Bridge of the Gods by Kipling Bowes.
Driving to where Aaron the hair made me go and get myself. watching movies on my phone. Whenever I want, I turn it as loud as it goes. Cause when nobody's home, I'm the king. I make up the police, and everybody's equal, but not me, cause I'm the king. I make all the other people tell me secrets and my dreams. I wake up when they tell us to. If not, I'll stay with you. I'll take. I know just how you feel when you're alone. And you don't need me, no. I'll take all your time. And I love.
Say to you not to reason. It was never gonna stay. It was never gonna stay here. You're like the moon in a basket of wheat. You rose out of the roses right under my mouth. And if I would cry from this petty little town, shine back, we will notice, though you never owed us. So passionately painted we met to descend from the bleachers without much more than a promise. Well, you got it in your guts, taken. I could taste it in your paint when you left and when you came. And I could remark upon that old feeling, but that won't make it remarkable feeling. Didn't I taste it, feel it, and know? So many ways, so many ways. The feel of your honey in the corner of my mouth. Like a loop around the block, like a shadow in your notebook. Oh, come on, it's based in rhyme, doesn't matter. Now we pause the tape for some laughter. I won't accept the conceit any further. I will return it to you.
Fictions are framing like statues. tables for empty people. You sit behind sitting windows. You take a seat, you wait a beat. You watch the web fall through. You could heal yourself, but you have to fight for someone else. So run, go fight your losing battle, paint the skies blue again. Countdown, we sit still and watch time run out. And every night I lay awake and watch disaster fill your face. And I would rather die than sit and watch the world fade and listen to your bones shake. And I would rather die than sit and watch the
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has an naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, yes, you are now rocking with the best, 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Rails, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, all right?
Yo, it's I Am Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man. Turn up, turn up, turn up.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional and unceded territories of the Hunkaminim-speaking Musqueam people. You are listening to 24 Hours of Student Power, an annual broadcasting event that celebrates the work and art of UBC students and members of the community here. This is our third hour now of this year's 24 Hours, and we have put together a playlist for you, handmade by CITR's student executive. Some of the songs on here are members of the community, friends of the station, some are community members at large, and some are more big name artists, but most are local to this area or at least to Canada. This next song that we have coming up is Afterglow by Luna Lai, and followed by Easy Pieces by Quite Like This, who is actually part of the UBC community. I hope that you enjoy these two songs. They're quite restful for this time of night.
Oh,
You just heard Afterglow by Luna Lai and Easy Pieces by a student artist quite like this. We're wrapping up now our third hour of 24 Hours of Student Power for 2020. We'll play some music before we send you off, but for now just highlighting some of the great work that's coming up over the course of the next 21 hours now. We've got, right after this, our programming executive, Aaron Schmidtke, is featuring some music from current UPC students and alumni, so that's a great time for you to usher in the 27th of November, midnight exactly, with some really great local artists, and a fantastic way to hear some really new music that is being produced. Following that, we've got some more of this exec curated playlist. And then in the morning and throughout the day tomorrow, there will be a lot of spoken word content, and you'll get to hear about some of the great work that the UBC community is doing. Also, our two absolutely fantastic spoken word coordinators, Nick and Alistair, this year really wanted to emphasize student empowerment to the community with a focus on social justice, especially considering everything that is happening this year and what members of our community and the world at large are facing. So there will be an interview with the UBC Social Justice Center tomorrow at 9 a.m. I had that opportunity to sit down with two of the members of the center, Ishmael and Gabby, and they're fantastic people, really wonderful organizers. You will also hear our spoken word coordinator Alistair talk to some students on how they have made their own podcast even during the pandemic, finding community in that. At 6, our volunteer executive Maya, absolutely wonderful, will be talking to first years and their RAs about how difficult and interesting it is to be in first year living on campus during a pandemic. Once again, sort of finding ways to find community in that. There's honestly so much more I wish I could go through it all, but you'll just have to tune in over the course of the next day and hear about all the absolutely wonderful work that this community is doing. And the content that our executive have put a lot of time and effort into creating for you. I think that, I mean, obviously I'm biased, but I think that it is one of the best 24 hours of student power that we've got coming up. Anyway, hope that you enjoy, and thank you so much for joining us this evening. This next song that we're playing for you is Colorblinded by local UBC artist Tiger Reilly, followed by Modern Replica by artist Mode Wakes from the album Exist, a friend of one of our student executive members. So we're keeping things local, keeping it, I don't want to say fresh, that's kind of cringy, but new and interesting for you. A lot of local talent here. I hope you enjoy these next two songs and have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
To see you in a tiger lily dress, and underneath you flower fields of red, and from a distance I could see the words fall from your lips, though I can't hear them. So won't you take some time to I
This is Melissa from Necking reporting live from Music Waste, and you're listening to CITR.
BPS.
I roll my shoulders back, man.
BPS.
Steady working 9 to 5.
9 to 5.
I ain't got no day job.
No day job.
Still working 9 to 5.
9 to 5.
Early mornings paying off. I lay around in my days off to get work done and my day on. Stay on like great ones, all ones stay locked on. UB or the night air, Burberry or the Cartier. Point is, the quality's rare and the quantity's scarce. They all stop and they stare, but I ain't really worried. Got my ducks up in a hurry. Plus a couple beats, spin a couple flows like the visionary that I is. In this biz, punch in for the long haul. No, never had a day off. Want to spread vibes, make great songs. You can have one, but it's gonna cost you. Cash up front of the PayPal. Big break coming any day now. I don't know what to say around all these fake clowns with they fake smiles. I just make sounds, make the